AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tonight in Las Vegas, it's debate number one for the Democrats in the race for the White House. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is there.
Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bernie Sanders have so far avoided criticizing each other on the campaign trail. And while the possibility exists, the expectation is that'll likely continue in tonight's five-way debate. Both have spent time in recent weeks honing their positions and arguments ahead of the debate, Clinton tacking to the left on a number of issues, with an eye toward gaining the backing of party liberals who've come out in surprising numbers for the self-described Democratic Socialist. The three other candidates, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee, will all be looking to catch lightning in a bottle, their campaigns all polling in the low single digits. Jerry Bodlander, Las Vegas.
A top Russian official says the Dutch Safety Board report on the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 last year over Ukraine is flawed. The report didn't say who fired the missile, but said it was launched in an area controlled by Russian-backed rebels. The AP's Natalia Vasilyeva is in Moscow.
The investigators are saying that the Buk missile exploded less than a meter away from the cockpit, killing the crew in an instant, while some passengers may have remained conscious for another minute.
All 298 people on board were killed. Crews in central Wyoming say they're taking advantage of calmer winds to regain ground on a huge grass fire that burned at least a dozen homes. The former head of the Chicago Public Schools, Barbara Bird Bennett, pleaded guilty to charges connected to a contracts for kickback scheme. She faced 20 fraud counts each with a maximum 20-year prison term. The college football season isn't over yet, but South Carolina's Steve Spurrier has announced his retirement immediately.
I think I was probably the best coach for this job 11 years ago, but I'm not today. I'm not today. And that's the cycle of coaching.
Wall Street stocks have moved lower. The Dow is down now about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. Data and documents reviewed by the AP show the private email server running in Hillary Rodham Clinton's home basement when she was Secretary of State was connected to the internet in ways that made it more vulnerable to hackers.
If it's running in her basement, it doesn't have necessarily the same massive IT infrastructure as if it were running in a professional data center at the State Department where people manage those servers and detect intrusions all the time.
The AP's Jack Gillum reports Clinton's server appeared to allow users to connect openly over the internet to control it remotely. A fan remains in the hospital after being injured in a fight Friday night outside Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Police say an argument between fans quickly escalated into violence. It wasn't clear whether those involved were fans of rival teams. Security at Dodger Stadium came under national scrutiny after a 2011 attack in the parking lot on opening day that left San Francisco Giant fan Brian Stowe with brain damage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.